Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by and for gamers of all types. We cover everything from retro gaming to pen and paper role playing and everything in between. So without further ado, here's your host, Scormus.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I, as always, am your host, Scormus, and today I wanted to talk a little bit about community and how it relates to gaming. And specifically, I want to talk about the need for people to come together in times like this. Now, I don't care where you sit politically, whether you're for or against certain things that are going on or certain politicians. Really, none of that matters here. The only thing that matters here is that, well, let's be honest, everything is fucked up. Nothing's good right now. Oh, sure, there might be little good things. Oh, baby smiles and, you know, spring is coming. Yada, yada. Okay, great. Wonderful. I get that. That's not what I'm talking about. There is a huge amount of hate and discontent going on. A lot of people turning on each other. Friends turning on friends. Family turning on family. There's riots. There's protests. There's a whole lot of nastiness going on. And it doesn't matter who's to blame. All that matters is we are divided. It's as simple as that. And we could argue all day as to whether we should be divided, whether people should be out and fighting for what they believe in or whatever. That's great. That's not what we're here to talk about. What we're here to talk about is the need for community. I'm not saying that people should disregard their concerns about the other side, or that they should make up with people in their family or friends that voted differently than they did, or have, you know, support the other side or whatever. What you do is what you do. But I don't care who you come together with, whether it's your insular little group that only thinks like you think, or if you expand it out to people on the other side that think differently than you and, you know, have different ideological views and whatnot. All that matters is that you do come together with someone, anyone. And gaming is a great way to do that. Because right now is not the time to be sitting alone with your thoughts. Now is not the time to be just stuck in your own head with all the craziness out there in the world. So you need to come together with your community. Like I said, I don't care who, or, you know, leave the hall politics out of it. The whole point is to avoid that. Now, I'm not saying everyone should turn their backs on the conflicts that are going on now or to come. No, absolutely not. I'm not saying you shouldn't fight for what you believe in. I'm saying you need a break, because this constant hate and discontent and worry is not healthy for anybody. I don't care if you are fighting on the front lines or not. You need a break mentally. Everybody does. So this is why I'm saying you need to get some friends. Break out some Magic the Gathering cards. Break out a board game. Whip out your old D&D books. Whatever. Oh, sure, you could even, you know, sit around an old console and play little video games. Or jump into an MMO or get on Xbox Live and, you know, play a first-person shooter with people. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody needs an escape. If only for a few minutes or a few hours. But you need that on a regular basis. Or things are just going to get worse. I know that for myself, my depression has gotten significantly worse and my anxiety has gotten really bad. I'm not here to talk about all my mental issues, but since, you know, midway through last year, or even early last year, it's just been getting worse and worse and worse. And since last November, since the election, of course, it's gotten significantly worse. And my only solace, really, is where I can sit down and jump into Lord of the Rings Online or World of Warcraft or whatever and not think about what's going on outside my door, not thinking about what's in the news, not thinking about the latest whatever going on where, oh, these people are mad at these people or these people are fighting against these people or whatever. I need a break. I need a chance to unwind. I need a place for my brain to shut off and go grind on boars for a while. Or plug in my Raspberry Pi, which has I have a great game emulation system on there called RetroPie, and jump into a Nintendo 64 emulator and play me some Mario Kart for a while. Or play some old PlayStation games or whatever. Just something to shut the brain off, focus on the task at hand, and go kill the sprites on the TV. And that has made a huge difference in my life. It really has. Because now I'm able to set these things aside. I'm able to distance myself on occasion from the news of the day, from the latest stupid tweet to come out from our president, or the latest thing upsetting the right or the left or whatever. It doesn't matter. You've got bad people on both sides. You've got extremists on both sides, and that's not to excuse either side. I have my own opinions, not going to share them here, because it doesn't matter. What matters is getting that break, getting that time away, getting a place where you can just mentally center yourself and get a break, get some relief. Now, I used to, and I still do to some degree, on my commute, I've got a long commute to work. I drive 50 miles each way to and from work. And so my drive to work in the evening is, a little over an hour, maybe an hour and 15 minutes. On the way home in the morning, there's more traffic out, so it's an hour and a half. So that's 2.5, upwards of 3 hours sometimes, every day, where I can not worry about stuff. I can try and let my mind be at ease. I'll often listen to audiobooks in my car. I find the Dresden Files is a great relief. Just enjoying those stories. Or some old science fiction novels I have. Or maybe I'll listen to music. I enjoy me some symphonic metal recently. I like listening to Nightwish and various other groups. Just put that on, let it roll. Or put on the Sirius XM radio and just go ahead and listen to sports radio in the morning. That's always fun. Not quite as fun, but, you know, it'll do in a pinch. But while I'm doing that, I'm also playing a game. I like to play Pokemon Go. I've got one of those little Pokemon Go Plus devices, little Bluetooth optional edition they have for the game. You just push the button when it buzzes to try and spin a Pokestop or catch a stray Pokemon along the way. Lets you throw an egg at them and you either catch it or you don't. It's something I can do while I'm driving that's not distracting me. I don't have to look at my phone or anything. I can hold the button, you know, hold the device in my hand and push the button. So that's great. But clearly, it's not enough. Like I said, focusing on, you know, just being alone in this time, it's maybe helpful to get away to distract yourself. But if you're not doing something in a community with other people and feeling that interpersonal connection with others, you're not going to get the same amount of relief. You're not going to get the de-stressing you'll get from just stomping your brother playing Magic the Gathering. That's right. I'm looking at you. I'm coming for you. That's right. I know you're listening out there, and we need to get together and break out some decks. Uh-huh. I got me a black and red deck that I'm itching to try. Not that I have any new cards. I haven't bought Magic cards in many years, but I've got a really nice vampire deck. Oh, it's going to be so good. Anyway, because I know he doesn't buy new cards that much either. Of course, now that I've said that, he's probably going to go out and buy himself some new cards. The bastard. Anyway, love you, bro. Anyway, that's not the point. Thing is, you got to have these connections. Now, obviously, my wife and I have some connection. I would hope, anyway. And so, sitting and talking with her, watching YouTube together, whatever, that's fine too. But it's just us. And we used to play games together, used to play various MMOs together, Rift and Lord of the Rings Online, and briefly she played World of Warcraft way back in the day. But that's not really what she's into anymore. So that's another reason to break out the Raspberry Pi and hand her a controller and let's go beat up on stuff in Diablo. Yeah, Diablo on PlayStation, the original. That is not as much fun as I remember it, but it's still a pretty good game. Especially, you know, just sitting there with your controller. I've got Bluetooth controllers so we can sit away from the TV and just have a great time. Little co-op going on. And since it's not Diablo 2, I know she's not going to stab me in the back and kill me. Take my stuff. I don't know. Is that a thing in Diablo 3? Because I know it used to be a thing in Diablo 2. I didn't buy Diablo 3. So, yeah. Wasn't really excited about their always on thing. And since, of course, I, you know, can't play it on the console, or at least I couldn't back then, I'm not going to go and buy a brand new PlayStation, whatever the hell they're up to, just to play Diablo 3. Sorry, not going to do it, Blizzard. Instead, although I would like to get back into my old role-playing ways with my old role-playing group, that's kind of hard because we have to commute like I do to work to go and get into those groups, and that's kind of hard to arrange with everybody's schedules. So I've found that the best thing for me is playing Lord of the Rings Online. Yeah, I'm playing alone. I don't have a lot of friends in that game. But I do talk to people in chat. And I do plan on getting into a guild. And yeah, it's not the same as being in the same room with people. You know, at a party, playing cards, or breaking out some board game or whatever. It's not the same as that. But it is something. And yes, you're not seeing those people in person, but you're seeing their avatars. And you'd be amazed at how oh, what's the good word for that? It's escaped me. It's the middle of the night, so I'm not good with words early in the morning. But it's therapeutic. Yeah, you know, you may be all alone in your room in the middle of the night playing a video game to everybody else just looking in. That's what they see. What I see is my warden running around in a vibrant town full of other people playing at the same time, people talking and chatting. I might be standing there in the crafting hall making copper ingots or whatever, and the guy next to me, he might be crafting a piece of heavy armor. Doesn't matter. We're both going ping, ping, ping with our tools and can get into sync, and that's kind of funny. Watching some big human and my hobbit getting in perfect sync, doing their crafting at the same time. Everybody has a good laugh. It's kind of stupid laugh, but whatever. Point is, you can sit there and just chat to people, maybe walk around and go out to the performance stage and watch some random player jump up there and break out the lute and start playing Nine Inch Nails on their lute. Yep, I've not only seen it, I've done it myself. It's kind of funny. But the whole point is being a part of a community, even if it's a virtual community. I mean, obviously, I would prefer to sit in the same room with people. Like I said, bro, bring those cards over sometime. We'll get down. Anyway, while I prefer to be in person, and I think that's obviously the best way to go, because that's how I grew up. My parents used to get together with my aunt and uncle every Saturday night. They'd drag us over to my aunt and uncle's place so that they could play Uno or Canasta or Bridge or whatever. They'd sit and play cards and talk and laugh and joke around while we'd watch television, me and my cousins watching Wonder Woman or whatever, The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, maybe watch the late Scary Picture Show after midnight on the one of the Portland stations. Point is, we were having fun, but my parents were having fun too. In their little community, de-stressing from their week. It was something my dad desperately needed. My mom, not as much. She was a little more laid back. My dad was always a kind of a high-strung guy, and he needed that time. He needed to be able to get together with friends, or in this case, family, really, every week, and just forget about his worries and play cards. And it worked great for him, and my mom, and my aunt and uncle. And so I learned from that. And that works well in my own life. Like I said, I don't get to do it as much as often as I used to. But that's why I'm doing the virtual thing. And like I said, it's not quite the same, but it is in a way. Yeah, maybe I'm sitting here, you know, just playing a game, but I know in times when I used to play Rift a few years ago, I was in, got into a guild just by running around. I was in one of the level 30 something zones, and I had to knock out some quests in this one area, and there was a bunch of Earth Rifts opening up in the area for some event. And a couple guys were like, "Hey, you got a minute? Can you come help us knock this one out?" Sure. So we took out a major rift together, And just from that one little interaction, us knocking that one out, then we picked up a couple more, chatted a little bit, I ended up joining a really great guild with those guys. And we had a lot of fun together. In fact, years later, I'm still friends with that dude who sent me that one little message. Hey, can you help me out a minute? It's pretty great. And it's just little interactions like that. Little things that you can do here or there. Standing and watching some guy play heavy metal on his lute in Lord of the Rings Online. Or helping out some, you know, a couple guys knocking out rifts. Or running around and doing in-game events in Guild Wars 2. You know, the ones where everyone just kind of gets grouped without being actually grouped. That sort of thing. Doing those big events. My brother, who, yes, still needs to lose to me and my Sengir deck, he loves doing those things in Guild Wars 2. In fact, he used to do them like daily. I personally couldn't get into it, but he was really into those for a while. I'm pretty sure he still is. And that's how he de-stresses from his day. He'll jump in and get into a community. Everybody knows him. He knows them. For the most part, they all get together and do the same things all the time. They used to do the champion circuit. If I remember, that's what it was called. They just run around, get grouped up, kind of, as much as you do in Guild Wars 2, and just run from mob to mob to mob to mob, knocking them out. And that's how he would de-stress from his day. But, of course, that was all before 2016 and the election. And everything that's come after. And that's why I'm saying now, more than ever, I don't care where you sit politically. I don't care where you sit ideologically. I don't care your religion, your beliefs on abortion, whatever. None of that matters. What matters is I see more and more people out there that are just sick of everything. They're sick of their friends posting their liberal pussy bullshit. And other people are sick of seeing the constant fascist crap coming out of the right. I hate Trump. I love Trump. You don't know what you're talking about. No, you're a moron. Back and forth. And that's not healthy. None of it. And you turn on the news, and it's just insane what's going on from both sides. And the fact that we can remain together as a community is the only thing that is going to get us through this. Period. People will say, oh, well, you know, we've overcome things in the past. Yes, exactly. We have. This country and this world has actually been through worse than where we are now. Historically, there's been a lot worse going on our planet than we're seeing now. And how have we come past? How have we gotten through? Every single time, it's because we came together as a society, as a community, as just small groups of friends and family, hunkering together and supporting one another. And again, not always agreeing. I mean, look at the American Civil War. You had families split down the middle with brothers literally fighting and killing each other, joining one side or the other of the war. But in the end, our country came back together and was stronger than ever. It took time, but by reforging ourselves into one union, it made all the difference. Because while there are people that still believe, oh, you know, I'm from the South, I'm from the Northwest, I'm from the Northeast, I'm from the Midwest, they still have their regional biases. In the end, we're all Americans. And even more so now, we're all residents of this planet. We're all humans. No matter your race, your ideology, your religion, whatever. None of that matters. All that matters is that we come together in our own little communities, be it just a few friends and family, or a few of those groups come together in a larger group. For example, when you see groups of kids get together to play Pokemon or whatever card game they're playing every weekend at the game store. Or you see guys breaking out their mech warrior armies to go at each other. Or Warhammer or whatever different miniature battles games there are out there. Or I'll go to other game stores and I'll see groups of people doing public role-playing games. Maybe playing Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. And not necessarily a group of friends that have a scheduled group that they all get together every week, but where they'll go, it's open to other people to sit down, make a character, and join in. Little things like that. Little communities. Little, you know, every time you sit down and, you know, come to a table and go, hey, you guys are playing Magic the Gathering, huh? I got a deck. It may not be regulation, but can I get a shot at the winner? And they say, yeah, sure. So you sit down, you wait till they finish their duel, and then you get in there and you play the winner. Maybe you lose, maybe you win. Maybe you have fun. Maybe you make some new friends. But more importantly, maybe you forget for a time all that shit, all that stuff going on out there, all the bad news, all the hate, all the discontent, all the stress and worry. And this is not just an American thing, by the way. Yeah, we're the cause for a lot of the stress. Oh, I'm fully aware of that. But everybody else in the world needs comfort too. I mean, there's some pretty terrifying things going on out there. And whether they support what's going on in America or against what's going on in America, whatever, it doesn't matter. It affects everyone globally. Every tweet from our president that insults Mexico or Australia for some reason, or Canada or Britain, or is in support of Russia or whatever, none of that matters. But it does have an effect on the global community, on everybody living outside of this country as much as it is inside. You may not be sitting here dealing with it, but you are in a way, because what happens here bleeds over everywhere. And I'm not trying to say we're super special or anything, but honestly, it does, and it has. So now's the time to just turn on that MMO. Go find your Magic the Gathering cards. Break out your old role-playing books. Go to a LARP session. Go visit a Renaissance fair. Do something. Break out Monopoly, for God's sakes, and play with your friends. There are better board games out there, trust me. But you know what? It's a start. If it's all you got, go for it. The point is, do something and just self-care. Take care of yourselves mentally, and in the end, everything will work out.